Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
And credit to you. On the nose, 30
You're
points
welcome.
For the Johnnies.
You're welcome.
I was worried that you were, you know, putting some bad vibes out there.
No.
First half was a little shaky, but,
yeah,
you know,
but
all good.
When I saw St. John's on two occasions. I mean, I watched them a lot this year, but I actually went to the Seton Hall game, mm-hmm. which they just annihilated the Pirates. It wasn't almost felt like I wanted my money back. It was so bad. And then, obviously, I saw them courtside against UConn. Mm-hmm. Very impressed by how physical they play. And as I was throwing Boomer the ball, there was no way Omaha was beating them.
You could have got your money back had you actually
I laid
the money last night.
I did want to make the bet. I forgot. I actually even told my son I was going to make.
Apologize.
Yeah, my mistake. My ass. I forgot and could have made some money. Yeah. But I even told my son I was going to make the bet and wound up going out to dinner last night with my parents and I just forgot. But
so I was having some fun with you on the air, but I did fall in line with you and I threw down a couple bucks on a couple alt lines. Nothing significant.
$100?
No.
Five.
Yeah.
You and Al pals, huh? How much you make on that $5 bet?
I don't wager big numbers. You know.
Five. Why?
Maybe
all kidding aside, why bother?
I don't know.
$5.
Little skin in the game.
What did you win?
Eight. Well, the two separate bets. I won $9 and change on each. I won $18. There you go.
Right. Well, at least
I covered my commuting costs for this.
You reached $5 to win $18.
No, it was two separate bets, five and six, and then I won a total of 18
to win 18.
Yeah.
Oh God.
God,
yeah.
Oh my.
Wow,
that's
so
all right. Fine.
All right.
As long as you win, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you buying breakfast this morning?
Sure. Sure.
Well, congratulations.
Buy some breakfast so that you can maybe do a little bit better job than they did with the pizza yesterday around here.
I did hear. Are you interested in that, Boomer?
No.
Okay.
I figured that. I'm glad I didn't come in here armed with that audio. Yeah, what else you got next?
Okay. Pizza that ass.
Yeah, there you go, Al.
I mean, Evan failed. That's all we have to say.
But he made up for it.
Did he, though?
He paid for, yeah. He wound up getting the pies in.
Yeah, but I hear those pies. That was a Ray Martell production, and apparently
who
they
paid
were
for it?
Terrible. I'm not saying he didn't pay.
He wound up buying 12 pies.
The quality was not great. And we live in New York City.
But I do.
We live in New York City.
How
I don't
do
know where they got
pizza?
Them. I mean, there's
twice.
A place right down the street called LTD Pizza. It's awesome pizza.
Yeah.
Little Italy Pizza. Awesome pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Sourdough square pizza.
Plenty of
on
options.
Warren Street. Awesome pizza.
What'd he do? Go with Whole Foods pizza?
I mean,
what'd
he do?
He ordered in advance on Grubhub someplace on the way on his commute. It was three. Apparently, they were like personal-sized pizzas.
He didn't realize it.
I guess.
Hold on. This part I didn't know. He ordered three personal pizzas.
Well, he ordered three pies, and I don't think he realized, perhaps didn't realize they were they were small.
See, this is where they miss Craig.
That's funny.
Because I mean, they have no clue.
Oh, yeah.
He has no clue.
Yeah. And then Ray Martell swooped in to try and help out. He, of course, produced for Mike back in the day, so he's had experience with this. And I'm told the pies that he ended up helping Evan order, while there was more in quantity.
Not great.
More like a Chuck E. Cheese type pizza.
All right.
So.
That's brutal.
Didn't go well. If you'd like to take a look at what that looks like, there's a couple
slices
left. Is
it still here now?
I think there's one box out there that has a couple slices left. Not for you to eat, but for you to see what it looks like. I think you'll agree.
I'll take a look at the break.
It doesn't look like a standard New York City slice.
I know.
No, we're not doing that. No.
I won't do that.
A pizza argument like Dave Portnoy. I just don't need that.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, typical of how they've been for a lot of the season, St. John's kicking it in gear after halftime as they would use the three ball to have success against Omaha in half number two.
Inbound to the right side. Out top now, Javon Smith. Here's top of the key to Canary Richmond. Left side, Lewis, three. Buries it. That's number five for R.J. Lewis. He's up to 19 points.
That's Chris Carino on the Westwood One NCAA
it's
Radio
party
Network.
Party time.
Yeah. I mean, it was a little late for the Mink Man last night as the game wrapped up after midnight.
I'm happy for them. It's a great trip to be on. These are great games to do. I don't know who's hearing them. Like, I feel bad for them
in that
sense.
It's a friends and family situation.
That's how I felt about you when you were doing Columbia football.
Again.
You were on the internet before
Pioneer.
Anybody else.
We were also on the radio the first 4 years. You always leave that part out, but that's okay.
Also, not, wasn't
that's
the
what I'm saying.
NCAA
you switched
tournament.
To the internet.
They did switch to the internet, just like the Devils have, just like a lot of teams have, like St. John's has.
Hardcore it's fans just, follow it.
Yeah,
I guess.
But hardcore fans are watching that game last night.
True.
Maybe like, they're watching and streaming the radio broadcast.
I guess you could. You could certainly sync it up. I do know
nothing
you can
against
do that,
the guys on TV. Maybe they wanted the local flavor with just, Mink and BT.
And I think we can air the Minko highlights a week after the final. I think
I was told we'll never to actually.
Never.
Oh, never really. No.
That's what I was told.
Oh, okay.
But maybe you can. I don't know. But why would we air them a week after?
That's the point. Yeah.
Like, it stinks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, the three ball was working last night, especially in the second half, as the Johnnies ended up with 14 of them. They were up 5 at the break and then outscored Omaha by 25 across the final 20 minutes. That gives you the 30-point prediction, which Jerry had on the nose from yesterday. Game-high 22 points for R.J. Lewis, and the Johnnies win going away. But Rick Pitino was quick to humble his team afterwards, first on the court with CBS.
Well, typical of us.
We don't play great in the beginning of the game, make some adjustments, but we didn't rebound well. Look, we won by 30. If we block out like that against Arkansas, we'll lose by 30. So we got to go to work on blocking out.
All right, so he's already previewing the next matchup. More on that in a second.
He is right, though. They did give up way too many offensive rebounds for the type of team they are.
I don't know if they'd lose by 30, but okay.
No. But you can't play like that against a better team. And
the coach is never going to see it maybe the way the fans see it. The coach is always going to see it in a different light. And he also wants to keep his kids on edge.
Yes. And then you get to the postgame presser, and he's sitting alongside R.J. Lewis and Davion Smith at the dais, and he had this to say.
First 10 minutes or so, we didn't play particularly well. Both of these guys had very mediocre performances for great players. Both guys. They did not play well tonight, neither one of them.
Yeah.
But they were the best of the lot, so we appreciate that.
Wow, pretty blunt with them sitting right there.
Yeah, that's part of it. You want to come play for me, you're going to have to deal with this.
Yeah, well, so here we go.
Hey, Coach, we won by 30. This was the whole thing about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
You would think that I haven't accomplished anything around here the way they treat me.
Yeah.
You know, and Bill Belichick would use him as the whipping boy just so everybody else could be kept in line.
Light him up in those film sessions at the team meetings, right?
And I'm sure that that's the kind of relationship that Pitino has with his players.
Now, he did have some fun and come to their defense a little bit, which we'll play for you as the morning goes along. But here we go, St. John's against Arkansas Saturday afternoon. Pitino versus John Calipari or not?
I don't go against coaches. We go against teams. He doesn't have to worry about me. My jump shot's long gone. So he's got to prepare for our team. We've got to prepare for his players. He's preparing for our players. So John and I don't play one-on-one anymore.
So he's toning that down, which you'd expect. He also said earlier this week the only coach he truly considered rival.
They're 2-2 against each other. So this is like the rubber match.
Rubber match, yeah. So back in the day, Jim Calhoun, which going all the way back to their BU Northeastern days, said they hated each other at the time, but now there's not a coach in the world he has more respect for. Elsewhere, you guys ran down a lot of the day one results. So just from a local standpoint, Yale, a 13 seed eliminated by Texas A&M, 80-71, and you did cover the lower seeds to win. So did you see this McNeese with this hype man that they've got?
Brings them? With the music, so he walks in and they were taking photos with him.
He's got NIL deals, like multiple.
Nothing shocks me.
Which is
nothing
wild,
shocks
so
me
good
anymore.
Good for him, right?
And wasn't there was a player too, I forget who it was, where one of the team managers is like a master dunker. And he puts on this performance when the team goes into the locker room before they come back out. And when I forget what team it is. I'll find it during the break. When they were at Duke, the student section was giving this guy like a standing ovation. I'll bet you a guy like that's making money.
Hey, whatever works, right?
Yeah.
So McNeese did beat Clemson 69-67, so you get your 12-seed victory. Ended up tight despite, you guys referenced, Clemson 13 points in the first half, and they were down by more than 20 in half number two. They closed to within two at the end, but come up short. You had 11-seed Drake over Missouri 67-57. Creighton in the 8-9 matchup early in the day. Smoke Louisville 89-75, and we already alluded to 10-seed Arkansas taking down Kansas 79-72. Today you've got Maryland as the 4-seed this afternoon around 4:30 out in Seattle, and then tonight in Raleigh it's UConn as an 8-seed taking on Oklahoma with the Huskies favored by 5.5.
When you get a minute, so it's the student manager at Maine.
Okay.
I forget his name. Check out his video. He does like these dunk shows for the crowd. It's pretty wild.
That's
see
fun.
If he gets paid. Yeah, it is fun. So a lot of stories written about him.
Let's head to Charlotte now. Not fun. The Knicks after the ugly loss in San Antonio playing the second
of a game winning streak.
The 18-50 Hornets.
This is horrific.
Yeah. We'll get to it.
This performance was horrific.
I think it was 17-51 and now 18-50. Not good, basically, is all you need to know. As the Knicks lost the game 115-98. LaMelo Ball, 25 points, 8 assists for Charlotte. The Knicks fall to 3-4 without Jalen Brunson. Yesterday, we heard Josh Hart talking about their schedule and the travel and the time changes, so on and so forth. Well, he was singing a different song after this one.
Mental toughness. I think that's my big concern right now. You know, we can make all the excuses in the world, but there's highs and lows in the season. No one's 82-0, but the way that we're losing games is embarrassing.
And he was quick
as to who you're losing games to.
Yes.
And quite frankly, the lack of defense once again, and also watching part of this game because I had to turn it off. I had to turn both games off, by the way, that the MSG teams were playing because it was just absolutely pathetic watching it. Somebody said to me, I got it. You're still all over Precious Achiuwa. I'm like, he's like the sixth man. Get off his ass.
Maybe.
I mean, it's the starting five that is playing like crap.
Yep.
And they had a horrendous shooting night last night. You know, Josh Hart shot okay. They couldn't hold on to passes. The ball was flying all over the place. They were so disconnected as a team. And it's like people want to get on Precious Achiuwa.
Well, they want to get on you is really what they want to do.
And again, I will explain what I was saying last year about Precious Achiuwa, is that going into the playoffs, people were talking about they were going to shorten the bench and this and that. And I was like, okay, fine, shorten the bench. But you better play the guys that actually got you there to where you are, that paid the price during the regular season. And I'm not saying he needs to start. I'm not saying he needs to play 30 minutes. I'm just saying he needs to play meaningful minutes. That's mm-hmm. all. I feel like he's a part of the team. That's all I was saying.
And there was also more of a need for that while Mitchell Robinson was down.
Because they're all hurt.
Yeah.
And he wasn't hurt.
Right. Back to Josh Hart. He was quick to point the finger at himself in terms of getting back to where they need to be.
We have to find a way to, you know, right the ship. We got to come out next game with more intensity, more desperation. Starts with myself. As someone who's supposed to bring energy, I've been, you know, atrocious the last several weeks.
There you go. Hand up accountability. At least they're going back home. They will play the Wizards.
To a team that had 17 wins going into this game.
Better not lose to Washington next.
Yeah.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.